and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio. 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for this next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Hi, Bob. How are you doing? Bob, are you there? Okay, Bob, are you there?
Well, no, I am not. I'm here.
Oh, I see. All right, fine. Well, I knew you were either here or there, that's for sure.
Look, they kind of shut me down when we went on the switch.
Well, look, would you, we have a program lined up for this coming Friday at 8. Would you be able to do it on Wednesday at the same time, since I'm not going to be in town on Friday evening?
Wednesday,
at 8 o'clock in the Pacific.
What time is it your time on Wednesday, the same
8
time?
8 o'clock Pacific, my time. Same time as we have.
Okay, let me see here. We had you down
for Friday.
Yeah, that's okay. I can switch that.
Okay, very good.
Wednesday.
Otherwise, I would miss having you for my evening program. And certainly, so many exciting things are happening. You know, for our listeners out there, suddenly, all across America, there's developing a shortage of silver. Faced with a shortage of silver, where many of the dealers just can't get bars or even coins from the U.S. Mint, the price of silver drops. That doesn't make sense, Bob.
Well, it does if you know what's going on inside that market. And the market is being manipulated by the United States government, and they're telling the CFTC, the Commodity Futures Trading Corporation, and have been for many years, what to do about suppressing silver prices. And so the futures market is not a reflection of the physical market. And what's going to happen is that in time, people who would normally be in the futures market will leave that market and they'll go to the physical market. Granted, they can't get the leverage they had before, but I would expect that as time goes on, that the CFTC-US government will continue to raise margin requirements. So I think you're going to see an exodus of investors as opposed to speculators and professionals. They will leave and they will buy physical, and I think maybe it's already got underway.
Well, this is my impression. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, what the price is. It's six. I think it was 681, something like that, but if you can't buy it for 681 over that price, there's absolutely no meaning. And I've talked to several coin dealers and people who are in touch with people across America that suddenly point out that within the last week to 10 days of the supply of silver, simply for the market where people are actually buying it, is just drying up. And of course, this really could have tremendous consequences because many industrial users, you know, have to have silver, and they'll pay whatever is necessary to get it. And you know, you can set a price, but if you don't have any, that price doesn't mean very much.
Well, if the physical silver is not available in the market and the users go to the futures market and then purchase a futures contract, particularly of short-term duration, and demand delivery, and the futures market can't deliver, they get a serious problem, and that's what I think it's coming to. Eventually, I think you're going to see what is called a force majeure, and what that is on a contract, the issuer of the contract says, I can't deliver, unusual circumstances. And that's where I think it's going to end up. And it could be that there'll only be a physical market. That could happen. And that wouldn't happen.
Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment. Hold that thought.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman. We're talking about what's happening in the financial markets. We're talking about the fact that there certainly is almost no silver that's available from coin dealers. They'll take your order, but they'll tell you it'll be 6 or 8 weeks before you can get it. As far as bars of silver, they seem to have pretty well dried up, too. What do you hear about this, Bob?
Same thing you have. I've only talked to one dealer that said that they could fulfill orders, but other than that, others have said no, like you're saying. I think what's happened here is the gold-silver suppression cartel has rigged the markets for far too long, and I think the chickens are coming home to roost in silver. And if this persists, non-delivery or non-availability, it's just going to bid the spot market up. And unless delivery can be obtained from someplace that we don't know about, prices would, I would think, go substantially higher.
I would think so as well. So we've been, of course, talking to people for a long time about buying silver, and right now this may be the last time because they've dropped it down. I think it was a 1680-something today for an ounce. How long it'll stay there, I don't know. Anyway, well, what's happening to the rest of the market? Certainly we're told, my goodness, house sales were up in February. Now, of course, we know the prices are down, but we're told that that more people bought houses. Do you think those are accurate figures, or do you think they're just simply making up statistics?
I think they're shading the statistics. And I think they've been doing it for the last couple of months, for January and February. And I think the U.S. government's behind it. And if you notice that the year-to-date figure for the fall in sales was around 23.4%, if I remember correctly in reading it, and the average home had decreased in value the most since the early 1950s. I forget what that percentage was. All that information is up for typing for the next issue. But it's not good. I think it was 13% or something like that. And that's going to continue. S&P said today that they believe that the worst in the real estate market was ahead of us. And so I think we're in for about a year and a half of a very bad time in that industry. But it's not going to fix itself for at least 5 years and maybe longer. It all depends on what transpires in the financial markets. We have a credit crisis. It's worse now than it was before. We have a crisis with the buyout of Bear Stearns by J.P. Morgan Chase via the Federal Reserve. J.P. Morgan Chase is the largest shareholder in the Federal Reserve. And so you can understand why the deal was made that way. If you stop and think for a minute, you say to yourself, well, if others are going directly to the Fed to get money, $5 billion here, $10 billion there, why couldn't Bear Stearns have done that? And I think they were forbidden to do that. I think they wanted to take him down.
And well, of course, you know, this is going to be a very
big offer. The offer that was sanctioned by the Fed, $2 a share, and today they're making a $10 offer. And the management of Bear Stearns are cooperating for whatever reason.
Well, I've heard that if the company were to go bankrupt, the managers of that company had taken out about $5 billion, that's billion dollars in bonuses here in the last, a few weeks ago, and they'd have to give it back if it went into bankruptcy. So, of course they'd go ahead and cooperate. They'll get their bonuses.
That is true. They did do that. And what they've done also is under Delaware state law, and that's the state that they're incorporated, they can sell stock for less than 40% ownership in the company to others. And so Morgan is being offered 39.5% of the company at $10 a share. And they can get away with that. But that also means that class action lawsuits and other kinds of lawsuits could very well crop up that would sue all the management and board of Bear Stearns and Morgan and the Fed. And there's a giant can of worms here. I mean, nothing checks out. This was an effort to steal Bear Stearns.
Well, of course, you know,
for bargain basement prices.
Apparently, that stock was $170 a share, $170 a year or so ago. And Bear Stearns, the management, just a few weeks ago, was saying there is nothing to this rumor, this terrible rumor that we're going to get into financial problems. Why, Bear Stearns is stable, and 3 or 4 days later, they were on the verge of bankruptcy.
Well, those are true statements. They had $17.7 billion. And if by some magical act, the people who had lent them that money all wanted it back, and in 2 days they had no money. Now, this also stinks to high heaven, because I think the Fed and Morgan were behind the run on Bear Stearns' money. I also think they want to take over Bear Stearns' derivative positions because they are afraid they might go under, and that would cripple Morgan because they were counterparties to each other. So there's a lot more here than meets the eye.
Well, there's somebody
and this is far from over.
Somebody said that Bear Stearns had something like $13 trillion in derivatives. Could that be accurate?
Yes, it is. And Morgan has about $85 trillion. Morgan has 50% more, almost, than their nearest competitor, Citigroup. And 10 companies, investment banks, control almost all of the derivatives. And that concentration... And Timothy Gitler, who is the head of the Fed in New York, said is very, very, very dangerous. Now, that's coming from the Fed. They've gone too far. They should have stopped them a long time ago. But they didn't. And so that's what they're faced with. I think it's going to take a long time to work this out. I was also told by one of my people that one of the reasons gold came down was that J.P. Morgan Chase was a large seller of gold that was being held by Bear Stearns. And they just dumped it in the market in order to drive the price down.
Well, one of your newsletters, you were talking about the congressman, and this, I don't know whether this was true or just a rumor, but there had been a closed section of Congress where they'd been warned about, you know, certainly political instability, maybe even riots in the streets in September or something of the sort. What was the background of that story? Is it true?
Well, I picked it up on three or four services, and you're not going to get any verification from the government. You don't have a need to know, and the government lies about everything. So, you know, you have to guess. And it was in my report that came out Saturday, and my feeling is this. It's logical. It figures. They've talked about it before, and I believe it.
Well, why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners what that report said? Because, of course, it was devastating if it's really true. So what did the report say?
The main thing was, which you just said, that there's going to be social dislocation if there's a continued breakdown in the credit structure. And they said that by later this year we could have a collapse in the economy. And there were a number of other things which I can't remember. I don't have them in front of me right now. But the bottom line is the people in Congress were guaranteed that there would be places for them and their family that would be safe for them, because they felt that the public might go after the people in Congress and in the executive branch, for that matter, because they had brought the economy to this pass, so to speak. And, you know, they have known for a long time what response they were going to engender by doing what they did. And this is no surprise to them. And I've read their stuff like you have since 1960. And we know exactly where they're coming from. And they knew part of the destruction of the economy of not only the United States but Canada and Western Europe was part of a plan to bring those economies to their knees so that those economies could be manipulated in a fashion where people would be forced to accept world government. And they know that during that period of time, there'll be social destruction. And that's what all those camps are being built for. That's why more than half of our military now are mercenaries. And for $200,000 a year, they'll kill anybody. And that's why we have the Patriot Acts, etc. And well, this whole thing of terrorism, of course, is a scam.
Well, I think it's important to know that we have more mercenaries over in Iraq today than we have American troops. And of course, a lot of them are Blackwater professional killers from all over the world. We'll be right back.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are the ancient prophecies being fulfilled? Are we living in the end times? Why do the Muslim nations want to destroy Israel, and why is the United States selling sophisticated military weapons to Saudi Arabia and the other Muslim countries? Why is the incidence of UFO sightings increasing, and why is that important? Well, you'll find the answer to those and many other questions in Lynn Marzulli's exciting book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, because the book discusses the ancient prophecies and the supernatural forces directing the course of world events today. You can purchase Lynn's book at www.spiraloflife.com. That's spiraloflife.com. And if you read Lynn's book, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the 2-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Bob Chapman. We're talking certainly about what's happening to the economy of the country. And, of course, as America goes, so goes the world. And, of course, the dollar is falling, and it's really fallen dramatically, you know, going back the last couple of years. Inflation is skyrocketing, and it's at, what is it, 11 or 12%? What do you think inflation is today, Bob?
Well, it's over 12%.
Okay.
Because we have a 16.7% increase in M3, which is money and credit, which is no longer published, but we publish it along with a couple of other sources. And I think it's headed higher here. Indications are that we're looking at over 17% shortly. And so when you have that, even if you were to deduct the gains from productivity, you'd still come up with around 15%. So over 12% is a safe number. Of course, the government says 4.3%, but unfortunately, our government never tells the truth. They call unemployment at 5%. I'm calling it at 14%. We're looking at some of the studies I've seen talking 24 to 26%. So my figures are very conservative and always have been. And so, you know, that's the kind of situation that we're in with the reporting of inflation. And it's going to get much worse. We're projecting out 15% this year at the end of the year. And that may prove to be conservative as well. It's just tragic that economists and analysts throughout the world, particularly in the United States, hang their hat on government statistics when they're all lies. And what is really even more disturbing, these people have to know their lies. I mean, they're not dumb. You know, you can't be an idiot and get a master's or a doctorate, with minor exception, of course, is our president. But anyway, most of the people who have those kind of degrees are extremely bright, and they can see through this facade. But unfortunately, if they speak up, they lose their job. And so that's why economists and analysts are wrong two-thirds of the time. And that's an historical fact.
Well, of course, the thing is that other countries are beginning to feel the ravages of inflation. My understanding is that over in the Arab countries, over in the Persian Gulf areas, why they have inflation, and they're even thinking there of cutting their ties to the American dollar. But of course, if enough countries cut their ties to the American dollar and the dollar loses its reserve status, what will be the impact of those $3 trillion that are out there that are no longer really of much use to the countries? Are they going to try to get them here in the United States and start buying up America?
Yes. That's exactly what they'll do, and until they have very little of them left. And we've seen Iran switch totally out of dollars. Venezuela is in the process. And Russia holds three currencies, 45% in dollars and euros, and the other 10% in pounds. And Russia and an Indian group and another group whose nationality escapes me at the moment are buying a large steel company on the East Coast, largest maker of cold-rolled steel, for about $860 million. And so that's how they're dumping their excess dollars. Exactly the way you said, are they going to buy everything in sight? And the answer is yes.
What about over in Japan? Because Japan, of course, you know, has a very positive balance of trade. They've got a lot of very high reserves, but they've also got an awful lot of money that's been circulated around the world, you know, as far as this carry trade is concerned. And if that money starts coming back to Japan, what's that going to do? Their stock market isn't doing well. Their domestic economy isn't doing well. What would all those excess dollars coming back in Japan do to their economy?
Well, it's the yen that's coming back, and it makes their economy, it puts pressure on their economy is what it does, because they have to find a place to invest them. And if they can't, then they're going to have to buy yen bonds at 0.5%. which is probably what they will do. Japanese investors are relatively myopic when it comes to their own country. And although I've seen them bet against their own currency, it's usually the people in the street who do it, not the professionals. That would tend to make the yen even stronger by the return of that yen that was lent out.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Chapman, and give us a call if you'd like.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary saw palmetto, so it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-457-9914.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Bob Chapman. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But before we go on, Bob, I want you to get out your telephone number and your website. Tell people how they can get in touch with you and possibly subscribe to the World Affairs Brief. I can tell our listeners I read this religiously twice a week when it comes. I think it's one of the two finest newsletters we have available. Go right ahead, Bob. Bob, are you there?
I'm glad you think it's that good.
It is that good.
Shall I tell people how they can get a free copy?
Well, I certainly want you to, that's why.
Well, anyway, it's about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues around the world. It's published on Wednesdays and Saturdays by email. It's around 30 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month as well. If you'd like to go to our site, you can get a free copy by requesting it there. That address is the internationalforecaster.com. The international forecaster.com. If you'd like to email us, that address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com. And for those of you who would like to call toll free, that number is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, I think it's important to know that the Federal Reserve System is spreading money out all over the world. They're trying to keep the European banks from failing. They're giving money to the European Central Bank. They're giving or lending money to the central banks of Europe, the European countries. And, of course, one of the things Bob brought out in one of his last newsletters was that the Federal Reserve System had about $800 billion that they have on their books that they can use for an emergency. Well, they've already used up $400 billion of that. You know, in sending all these giveaways to Bear Stearns and to banks in this country and banks in other countries and, putting out $500 billion here and $500 billion there. And what happens when when there's no more money that they have? Then they'll just have to turn on the printing press, won't they?
Well, first of all, the money that they have left will last them another 15 to 30 days at the rate they're spending it. And so what's left is the creation of money and credit out of thin air. And they can do that. And they probably will. And inflation will just go crazy. And you've seen the result of about 4.5 years of M3 aggregate creation in money and credit, which started at around 6% and now 16.7%. And unfortunately, 18 of 20 major banks, central banks, have done the same thing. And their average is 14 to 16%. European Central Bank is 12.8. The Bank of England is 12.3. And it goes on and on and on. So they're going to keep right on doing it until they can't do it anymore. And that's why gold and silver related assets are such a good investment. Because they've got to go up if they continue doing this, and they're in a box and they can't get out, and they're going to have to continue doing it because there is no solution to the mess they've made out of things.
Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for Bob, comment. But I don't think we've really seen such a terrible situation since the 1930s, and of course, at least in the 1930s, we had a gold-backed currency. They couldn't simply turn on the printing presses. It wasn't until they took us off of the gold-backed currency and we went on to a totally fiat money system in 1971. And since then, they have actually increased the money, the actual amount of money 12-fold, according to Congressman Paul, and that was as of 2005. Heaven only knows what they've done since then.
Well, that's true, and the public, by and large, doesn't know that. They don't understand it. Even businessmen don't. And, you say to people, well, what you have is going to drop in value by 75%. And the answer that I hear from dumb Americans is, well, it's okay because everybody else is going to lose that amount of money. So I don't care. We'll just all be in the same boat. And that's not true. There's going to be a handful of people who have gold and silver-related assets who are going to come out the other end of this thing unscathed and perhaps as multimillionaires. In fact, a lot of subscribers have made millions and millions and millions of dollars. And that's so far, and we get a long way to go. And so those people who think that everybody else is going to lose, so I'm going to lose too, so it's okay, they're dumb. You don't have to lose. All you have to do is listen.
Well, I certainly think that your advice has been very, very good, Bob, and I know an awful lot of people have taken it, and I know people who have done extremely well because they got out of debt, and then they began investing in gold and silver-related assets, and they've done phenomenally well. And so basically, of course, what's happening at the present time with the fallback in gold and silver is simply manipulated, and platinum's off a little bit as well, but these things are going to have to go up because, of course, there's only a certain limited amount of it. There are 6 billion people in the world, and as time goes by, people are going to want to get into something that will protect their life savings. The tragedy is, I think, most people are going to lose their life savings, and their pensions will become useless, and their insurance policies. Sure, you're going to get $1 million on your insurance policy, but you may be lucky if it'll buy a loaf of bread. People do not understand the ravages of inflation because they've never studied history. And they have no idea what's happened in the past. Would you agree with that?
Yes, and people make money, and then they fail to shepherd it properly so that it at least keeps its value, if not increases in value. And that's a terrible shortcoming of people who are successful. It's just unbelievable to think that a couple would go out and become $1 million richer, and then go lose it all because they refuse to act on what they can see, but don't believe or don't care. It's just incredible.
Well, people really don't understand money. They don't understand the history of money. They don't understand fiat money. They don't understand that money has no value. And, of course, fiat money down through the ages has always gone to its true value, which is zero. In fact, it was Aristotle, you know, writing many, many years ago, said that there's absolutely nothing wrong with fiat money as long as you have a perfect authority and God-like wisdom in kings. Perfect authority and God-like wisdom in kings. And who among you really believes we have politicians with, you know, perfect authority, and that our leaders, George Bush, you know, has the God-like wisdom? Well, certainly.
You're kidding me.
What do you anticipate? Do you think that they've sort of staved off the crisis by buying up Bear Stearns? That this was this a pretty good move on their part, at least, you know, so that the whole derivative market wouldn't come cascading down? And isn't the biggest threat the derivative market? Certainly the home loans, they could go ahead and buy up all the home loans, but there's no way they could buy up all those derivatives because you're talking, you know, $600 or $700 trillion, and not that much money in the world, no matter how rapidly they run the printing presses.
Well, I think what's going to happen here is that there's going to be a lot of lawsuits, even though they've upped their offering from $2 a share to $10 a share. And so they're not out of the woods on that. And that deal may not go through. And that's going to create havoc in itself. And there's going to be more and more of these problems as we go along. This is just one of them. If you look at the debt ratio of J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Lehman Brothers, and Citigroup, they're all around 135 to 140 to 1. Merrill Lynch is 45. And Bear Stearns is or was 35 or 32, which tells me there was no reason for there to be a run on the money that they had in the till, so to speak. And, you know, something stinks to high heaven here. And I think they wanted them out of the way because they couldn't control them.
Well, whatever, of course, the cause of that, I'll tell you, some people lost an awful lot of money. A lot of the employees were holding the stock. And there's some fellow over in London, apparently, had bought up $1 billion worth of the stock and kept increasing his purchases all the way down. And as somebody said, he was down to about $12 million out of the billion. I don't know if that's accurate. But when this stock went from about 160 to 170 down to $2, that would sure make you feel a little uneasy, wouldn't it?
Yes, I think he paid around 108, and it was $1.26 billion that he spent. He's worth $4 or $5 billion, and he's not going to stand still for this. The whole thing is just a ludicrous scam. They're looking for other bids for the company, but the whole thing is rigged. It's rigged. Nobody dares step up. They had three other companies looking at it, and all of a sudden, their silence was deafening. They just sort of disappeared into the night.
What do you think of the
problem?
Because
they got a phone call and said, get out of the way, or you're not going to like what's going to happen to you.
That's right.
These people ain't play hardball. I mean, they have wars in which millions of people are killed. They could care less. You got to understand what you're dealing with here. Abject evil. And they control most of the governments in the world.
Well, I fear that
they control the United States government.
I fear that
they do anything they want. Right. What do you think Homeland Security and mercenaries are all about? Controlling the public.
And, of course, that $385 billion they gave to Kellogg, Brown, and Root to stand by to build concentration camps. I mean, who are they going to put in those concentration camps? Why are they refurbishing the old Japanese concentration camps? Why have they got plans for the use of civilian inmates in military facilities? All this is covered in my talk on the planned police state and the syllabus we have that goes with that. You need to have the documentation, ladies and gentlemen. You can get it from Radio Liberty by getting our planned police state DVD and the syllabus goes with that. And then show people. When you tell them about Kellogg, Brown, and Root, you know, getting $385 million just to stand by to build concentration camps, people look at you and say it couldn't be true. Well, we'll show you the documentation. So go ahead, Bob.
Well, it is true, and you and I will be in the leader of the pack into the internment camps, that's for sure. And I think it's important in light of these things and the state of the economy as it heads downward, perhaps into depression, and the loss of jobs, the inability to pay bills, and we come first full circle back to you got to get rid of your debt, credit card debt, revolving debt, vehicle debt. You have to put food away for hard times. You have to have a method of purifying your water, and you have to have a method of defending your family. And it should be first and foremost, especially in regard to all of them, because the prices are going up every day and all of these things, and they're not going to come back down again. And so I urge you to go out and do those things. I know Stan has an ad which he has on the program for survival foods. I think you should look into that.
Well, I certainly think they should, too. That's why we offer them, and certainly we know it's a good company, and the foods doesn't have MSG in it. That's one of the important things. So much of this, these very, very tasty things that they're putting out now have MSG, which is an excitotoxin that really destroys your brain. So why would you want to buy things like that? I will stand by the people who are putting this out. I think they're doing a good job. That's Ready Reserve Foods. Well, Bob, I certainly agree with you, but then for the people then who have money left over after they bought their food and, of course, got out of debt and all these other things. What about now gold and silver? Right now it doesn't sound like you can buy silver. I've heard that even a lot of the supplies of gold coins are drying up. They can still get the $20 gold coins, but some of the other coins are increasingly difficult to get. What is the status of purchasing gold coins at the present time?
Well, as far as the coins are concerned, gold bullion coins are readily available, but we have seen some shortages in specific coins such as the MS64 Liberties. When the gold went down, their price went up. And so I think what's happening in the numismatic market is finally it's starting to dry up, and what's going to happen is the spreads are going to widen and the premium to purchase numismatics is going to go up, and it will visitate upon the old premiums that existed some time ago. And premiums are still cheap or low on numismatic coins, and there's only so many of them. And in a bull market, they perform the best of the coins. And that's not to take anything away from gold and silver bullion coins, but it affords you, I think, from past history, the possibility of making more money on the way up. And, of course, those with money to speculate can also go into the stocks, of which some of the returns have been phenomenal already. And I expect that that will continue. And I expect that very shortly that gold will base out here, and the basing period will only take a week or two, because we live in different markets today. And it's going to go back to 950, 60, 70. It's going to consolidate and then launch again right through 1,000. Only this time it's not going to stop.
Well, these are exciting times for those who have taken your advice, and I know lots of people who have done very, very well. I hope our listeners will certainly heed what Bob says. Bob, why don't you get your number and your website up one more time?
The website is theinternationalforecaster.com. Theinternationalforecaster.com. The phone number, free introductory copies at both places. The phone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Okay, a lot of time. God bless. Thank you very much, Bob.
4188.
Bye-bye. God bless. Talk to you Wednesday.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and why this is the time I need to remind you, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you were out there listening to us and You'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters? Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you join the family, of course, you get our four best tapes of the month. You get our monthly newsletter. Or you can simply subscribe to the monthly newsletter. And remember, you can get either tapes or CDs. And so we think it's a pretty good deal. And, that's for $20 a month or more. Why, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And for $25 a year, you can subscribe to our newsletter. Then I certainly want to mention the Planned Police State DVD. I think it's got a lot of great information in it. And you'll actually see the Iran-Contra hearings back in 1988, where Congressman Jack Brooks is trying to bring out the fact that there really is a plan in case of a national emergency to round up the American people, suspend the Constitution and the right of habeas corpus, and put them in concentration camps. And then, of course, you hear Senator Inouye interrupting over and over again because they can't let the American people know the truth. And now we're moving very rapidly to that point. Again, the tape is Planned Police State. It's a DVD. And, of course, you can get a syllabus with that. If you get that, you get a special reduced price. It's important you have the information, the documentation at your fingertips. Then, of course, if you want to understand the fact that they have a plan to eliminate large parts of our population, you need to get my talk, Nadir College Genocide, on DVD. Planned Population Reduction, which is available on DVD. Or Population Control, which is available on video and will soon be available on DVD. You need to understand there really are people out there who look at the world entirely differently than rational people, because we're not dealing with rational people. We're dealing with organized evil. And when you understand that, why, things begin to make sense. You need to get my talk on Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available on DVD or video, or you can get the book, and or you can get certainly all of them together, the Brotherhood of Darkness special, along with the tape. And then, of course, you can certainly get my talk on the Forbidden Secret. Why is that important? Because there is a secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years. And we're going to tell you that secret. And I promise you, once you understand it, you will never look at the world through the same eyes again. That's Forbidden Secret. The video, buy me the DVD, and it comes along with the syllabus. And then, of course, we have so much other information. You want to find out about how they're destroying the minds of our children with thimerosal and the fact that they know exactly what they're doing? Well, actually, we, of course, they have the Southwood Report, but probably the best source of information for the dollar would be David Ayoub's talk on Mercury Autism and the Global Biodiversity, and the Global Population Program. Mercury Autism and the Global Population Program. And, of course, when you get the DVD, you get free, along with that, a CD-ROM, with literally thousands of pages of documentation on what they know. And they know that they're destroying the minds of our children. Who would want to destroy the minds of children? People are inherently evil. You really need to get our material on water fluoridation, what they're doing, and that is the hidden agenda, the talk, the DVD, and then, of course, the syllabus goes with that, and that's a very important syllabus because it's got a lot of primary material. It's got letters from all of the leaders over in Europe as to why they don't fluoridate their water there. They wouldn't consider fluoridating the water because they know it's a poison, and we're poisoning.